It's been fun. Been cool getting to see the rink and all the guys and some of the coaches and that kind of stuff and the facilities. So, I mean, it's cool being here, and I'm enjoying it and just kind of taking it all in and having fun.
There's nerves sometimes going in, but you're a few days in now. Have those disappeared, and it kind of seems like regular hockey now?
A little bit. I mean, there's still some summer rust. Playing this level of hockey in whatever July is a little different for me, but I mean, it's good for me, and I think it's fun. And I mean, playing with guys that are this good and that caliber of players, it's pretty cool being out there and just being able to kind of hang with them.
You've played at that elite level, but do you notice a difference? Is this a next kind of step in terms of the quality of players that are out there?
I think so. I think, again, it's the middle of July, and I haven't really skated that hard in a while, but I think these players are definitely top-level players for our age group and who we're playing against, so it's a good challenge, and I think it's good for me.
What's your training like so far this summer? Have you been taking it easy so far? No,
definitely a lot of working out, but, I mean, combine and the drafts and all that stuff, you got to kind of take some time off and deal with all that, so now it's all over. I'm kind of just back to my normal thing and just doing what I do.
Is it difficult to get back to normal? Has normal changed for you?
Not too much. I mean, I like being back to normal without all the everything going on, but it's just nice getting back to what I do in the summer and just enjoying it.
We have an opportunity to see what you guys are doing on ice, but take the fans maybe off ice as to what's going on with you over the week here.
Well, last night we went to a restaurant and they taught us how to cook, and they demonstrated, and some of the guys went up there and made pizzas and some chicken, so that was fun. I didn't really get to do anything. I'm all right with that. But some guys had to debone chicken and stuff, which looks pretty gross, so I'm glad I didn't get that one.
What is it that, I guess, for you, there's been so much talk about how you decided to go the collegiate route. Why is that important to you?
Just growing up, my education has always been important to my family and I, and getting an opportunity to go to Michigan is a pretty cool thing for me, and it's not something that I want to pass up. Because I think I'm going to need an education down the road, hopefully not for a while if hockey works out for me, but I think someday I'm going to need to get a real job and have an education. I think that's just something smart to have and take advantage of the opportunity that I have to get it.
And I read that you're planning on majoring in kinesiology. So what is it that eventually you're thinking of doing? Any ideas?
Well, I've always had a passion for hockey, so hopefully I can take the sports management branch of kinesiology and maybe work in front office or something like that, still sticking around hockey because that's what I love to do.
Are you surprised with the headlines? I mean, your family had to issue a statement saying because of all the stuff with the reports in the papers. Did it catch you off guard when you first heard it?
A little bit because, I mean, I never really heard it before, but, I mean, we just wanted to kind of clear it up and not let it linger around and just give the facts on what happened. And so, I mean, we just wanted to get it out of the way and clear it up. Not too much. I mean, they know I'm going to go into school next year and work hard, and I want to get bigger and stronger and continue growing as a player. And I think just with some time, I think that'll just keep continuing to happen. And I think that's what they understand. And I mean, that's what they're expecting of me.
What's your biggest asset?
I think just kind of the passion I play with, because, you know, I love playing hockey, and I'm always going, and I'm always pretty aggressive. And I think that's just how I play, and I enjoy playing that way.
Mark Scheifele went through it last year. You're going through it now this year, being somewhat of the focal point of the future here. Have you noticed a difference since the draft?
A little bit. I mean, Mark's kind of helped me out with all this, and my roommate, Zach Redman, helped me out a lot. I mean, he's been a great kind of mentor and helped me out with all this stuff and what to expect because he's been through it. But I think, I mean, it is what it is, and I mean, I like being in these shoes and having this opportunity, and so I'm just going
to
kind of embrace it.
I mean,
I didn't expect that many people at practice every day, but, I mean, it's definitely cool being here and seeing the fan support that they have here. And, I mean, a couple things have kind of thrown me off guard. Some people recognize me out on the street. So, but, I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's part of being in Winnipeg and just how good of a hockey city it is.
Do